about 15 ways to motivate yourself and others. In this podcast, you will get to find out what are the 15 ways that will motivate yourself and also you will motivate others. So, the number one, connect to your values. This is the ultimate secret. If you can connect the work you do to your values, even in small ways, you can change game. One of our values is learning and growth. I find ways to grow my skills in any situation. For example, I just don't call back a customer. I'm in a raving fan. I just don't do a task. I master my craft. I just don't get something done. I just learn something new. Part 2. Find your why. Figure out a compelling purpose. Turn this into a one-liner. For example, when I fall off the horse, I remind myself I'm here to make others great. This gets me back on track, sharing the best of what I know. Okay, part 3. Change your why. Sometimes you are doing things for the wrong reason. Are you doing that task to get it done or to learn something new? Just shifting your way, why can I light your fire? Just think about it and let me know. Part 4. Change your how. You can instantly find your task more enjoyable by shifting from getting them done to doing them right. I think of it as mastering your craft. Make it artful. Sometimes slower is better. Other times, the key is to make it a game and actually speed it up. You can set time limits and race against the clock. Changing your how can get you out of ruts and find new ways to escape the mundane. Part 5. Remember the feeling. Flipping through your head movies and scene is one of the fastest ways to change how you feel. Remember the feeling. How did you feel during your first kiss? What about laying on the grass on a sunny day? When you feel good, you find your motivation faster. Try it out. Part 6. Shift to past, present or the future. Sometimes you need to be here now. Sometimes the right here, the right now sucks. The beauty of shifting tense is you can visualize a more compelling future or remember a more enjoyable past. At the same time, if you catch yourself dwelling on a painful past, get back to right here, right now, and find the joy in the moment. You will improve your temporal skills with practice. Yes, yes, go away. 7. Part 7. Find a meaningful metaphor. Find a metaphor that fuels you. Maybe you are the little engine that could. Maybe you are in your element. The most powerful thing you can do is find a metaphor that connects to your values. This is why I turn my projects into epic adventures. Part 8. Take action. Here is a secret that once you know it, can change your life. Action often comes before motivation. You simply start doing an activity and then your motivation kicks in. Night was right and just do it. For example, I don't always look forward to my workout, but once I start, I find my flow. Part 9. Link it to good feelings. Yes, that's very important. Find a way to link things to good feelings. For example, play your favorite song when you are doing something you don't like to. It has to be a song that makes you feel so great that it overshadows the pain of the task. It's hard to tell yourself you don't like something when it feels so good. A similar approach is to find your theme song. Part 10. Impress yourself first. This is how people like Peter Jackson or James Cameron or Stephanie Meyer inspire themselves. They make a movie or write the books that impress themselves first. They connect their passion to the work and they don't depend on other people setting the bar. Their internal bar become their drive. Yes, that is very, very important for every man. Part 11. Choose to. If you tell yourself you have to do this, or you must do that, or you should do this, you can weaken your motivation. The power of choice and simply framing your language to choose to can be incredibly empowering and exactly motivating language you need to hear. Choose your words carefully and make them work for you. Part 12. Pair up. This is one of my favorite ways to make something fun. One person's painful task is another pleasure. Pair up with somebody who complements your skill or who can mentor you and get you over the hump. Part 13. Change your question. Sometimes you need to change your focus. Change the question. If you ask yourself, what's wrong with the situation? Of course, you will find things to complain about. Ask yourself what's right about the situation and you can quickly find the positives and get your groove on. Part 14. Fix time for eating, sleeping and working out. Sometimes your body or emotions are working against you because you're not giving them a free back fuel them the right way or a break in a right way. One simple way to improve results here is to find a routine for eating, sleeping and moving or working out that supports you. Part 15. Play to your strengths. Spending too much time in your weaknesses wears you down. Spending more time in your strength helps you renew your energy and find your flow. Strengths are the place where you can grow your best. Find the things that you can do all day that you really enjoy and find excuses throughout your day to day for that. Success builds on itself and this helps you to build momentum. Try out the motivation techniques to see what works for you. At the end of the day, all motivation really comes down to self-motivation. And you get better at motivation by building by your self-awareness. Learn how to push your own button from the inside out. Thank you.